Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this Monday. I don't know how happy it is in Pittsburgh. It's a Monday. It's kind of like the Steelers losing. We'll talk about all that top of the hour. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack. Producer Matt, he's in his spot. Jim Colony, he'll be around in just a little while. Good morning to you, Chris. How was everything?
It's good. How was your weekend?
Great. It was wonderful. It was brilliant, actually. Got some sun, had some good times, watched some sports. It was what it was, and I like it. This is the time of year I really enjoy the weekends. So there is that. We will get to later on in the show Ron Cook and his bear sighting. I have a lot of questions about it. I really do. But we will save that for just a little while. We want people to wake up a little bit. I found this story out of Mount Morris, Pennsylvania, which is down south of 79, if I'm not mistaken. Mount Morris down that way. Is that right, Matt? Is it Mount Morris down towards your Waynesburgish area?
Yes, yeah, it is.
Mount Morris, PA, Dateline. Here we go. They hit you right off the top of the first line. A van containing three human cadavers was stolen from the garage of a funeral home in Greene County last week.
Okay.
According to a Pennsylvania State Police report, the incident occurred at Wilbert Funeral Services in Mount Morris sometime between May 9th and 10th. They just had three bodies laying in his van. Police said a suspect entered a secured garage and stole the van, which contained the three human cadavers. Business is dead at this funeral home, right? The van and cadavers were eventually recovered at the Mount Morris truck stop, 106 Gas Company Road, Perry Township, police said. A suspect has been developed and the investigation is ongoing. All right. So this sounds like they knew all along who the person was who stole this van. The question is whether the person who stole this van knew there were dead bodies in the back.
That's it.
I'm at a loss.
I don't steal a vehicle. I mean, I'm not in the business of stealing vehicles to begin with, but I'm not any more attracted to the theft of a vehicle if there's dead bodies in it, and I know that fact.
Which gets to the fundamental question.
Uh-huh.
Okay, let's say that it's a summer job. Liz, we all had different summer jobs in college or wherever. I had a great liquor store job. I actually had the best paying job I ever had in my life, which was the hardest working job I ever had in my life. Have you ever cut tobacco?
No.
Unbelievable. You get a sickle. You look like the Grim Reaper.
Uh-huh.
You go up and you're up on these barn, and they dry it. You throw it up and they got to dry the leaves up. This is before when tobacco was like big business, you know, like before all the restrictions. I'll probably die because of it. But you made so much money. It was hard, 8-hour work. But
actual physical labor.
Yes. Yeah. It was rigorous. But you got paid a ton, though. Anyway, to a summer job.
Okay.
If someone told you, all right, here's your summer job, and you're going to get paid very well, you need to go between the hospital or the old age home or wherever.
Okay.
Or the hospice and the funeral home, and you need to drive the hearse.
Okay.
I thought about that reading this story. There's no theft involved.
Right.
You're on the up and up.
It's actually your job to drive
around
a van.
You're the hearse driver.
Yeah?
Would you do it?
Yeah, because I don't have to actually touch the bodies or nothing, right? They load them into the van for me, and then I drive them to wherever they need to go.
You have to help unload and load, but you don't have to touch the body. It's in a coffin.
Oh, it's in a box, and I don't actually see it? No, I could do that as a summer job. I'd take that.
Okay, you just drive down the road. And they say some of these involve now, let's add a wrinkle to
it. Okay.
Some of these involve you need to drive to Ohio and stuff. No sleeping over. But okay. You might need to be...
I'm back in my own bed every night.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Ohio or Harrisburg.
Yeah,
or
that's
some
all right.
of these
hey.
Medical facilities there. So, you know, somebody died originally from Pittsburgh.
Right.
You know, you got to go retrieve the body. Do all that. You would do it?
Yeah.
Now, in doing that, though, I'm guessing, like, you don't... You got to have all you need. You can't go through, like, the drive-through, right? You can't...
I mean...
You kind of got to get back right away with that cargo.
I mean, I got to imagine it's refrigerated to the point that it needs to be,
well,
right?
Well, no, I'm not saying that, though. It's just from the whole logistical standpoint.
Oh.
Like, you don't want to be screwing around. You can't
well, you're
be
not
like,
messing around.
Well,
yeah.
I got to run into Dick's and grab a, you know,
no, it's a straight
tennis
shot.
Racket.
Yeah, no, you're not putzing around while you're doing it.
This is always, so there'd be no creep out factor in
no,
that.
No, it would just be cargo in my mind because
Matt,
it's
could
in
you
boxes.
Do it?
Yeah, I could do it.
You could just yeah. drive, be the hearse driver.
I could get myself in a mental state where I'm like, yeah. I don't have a dead body.
It was
here.
Like a funeral home conglomerate, and they had
yes.
two, three funeral homes, and they said, hey, here's your job. You're the hearse driver. You go pick up the bodies at the hospital. You do that.
Yeah, I'd be good with it.
I probably could, I think.
I could handle that.
I probably could.
What's the van marked? Is it marked like?
Doesn't need to be marked. Everybody
okay, good.
Knows what a hearse looks like, right?
Well, no, it's a legit hearse, like a limousine-style hearse.
Yeah, hearse. Yeah, hearse.
All right, I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Because I have seen where some of them, they try to make the van look a little bit different, but you
right.
can tell it's got some aftermarket stuff in the back to hold a casket,
right.
you know?
All yeah, right. I could handle that. But I just, if you start asking me to actually
okay.
handle the cargo, that's when I'd have a problem.
All right. What if you had to help the funeral director lift the dead body onto the embalming table?
Nope.
That was it.
Nope. I'm out.
All right. You know who's a licensed funeral director?
Who?
Bill Chirpak.
Really?
Uh-huh. Mortuary Sciences. I promise you. He is a licensed funeral director. He's the licensed. He has to be the licensed funeral director in this country with the most football wins. He has to. If they had. And I'm surprised that he hasn't been. Given an award as to that. If they had
this
a bowl.
Fascinating.
If they had a dead bowl.
Dead bowl.
He would win every
who,
year.
Who would he even play?
Unopposed.
I mean,
he'd
yeah.
play idol every year. He's a licensed funeral director.
I got to ask around about that.
Yes.
Weird.
I know a couple. A guy, Jeff Radkowski, that I know in
okay.
St. Mary's, Pennsylvania. He played hoops at Duquesne.
Yeah.
Funeral director.
Wow.
Yep, great, best
okay.
one of the best guys you've
I mean,
ever
it's
meet.
A good fallback position. There's always going to be a business there.
Yeah, that business is dead, right, all
mm-hmm.
the time. Yep, people are dying to get in. anyhow, so you could do it. You could drive the hearse, you're saying, Matt and Chris. You guys
uh-huh.
could drive the hearse, but you wouldn't be involved in touching any of the
I don't know about you, Matt. I could not touch any of the bodies.
See?
Here we
I
go. And all they said was this. They said... you were the, okay, hearse driver, so we're past that. That's
yeah.
you're, okay, we're good there. On top of your hearse driving duties, your body retrieval duties,
mm-hmm.
what you need to do is when the body comes in, it's just in like a box or whatever, and it's not embalmed, obviously. It's just from the hospital.
Okay.
Okay? You need to help take it out of that box, lift it onto the embalming table with the funeral director. That's it.
The sights I would be okay with. And dealing with a dead body, does it smell? Is there any smell involved?
How do you know you'd be okay with the sights? What if they got yeah. in a horrid 18-wheeler accident?
Yeah, I guess.
No,
but I mean...
You're giving yourself too
I've
much
seen,
credit, Matt.
I guess.
I'm sorry.
The sights.
I feel like I've seen enough like gory movies where
movie.
Like...
This ain't a movie,
you know,
man.
This ain't Freddy Krueger.
This is somebody's
yeah,
wife.
I understand that.
That's where I am out.
Okay.
That's why I'm out.
I'm
I don't
out
care.
On that.
It
I'm,
could
I'm
be,
not opening
it
that
could
box.
Be a little old 93-year-old lady who
yeah.
peacefully passed away in her sleep. I'm still not going. I'm not. No.
no.
It's got to stay in
the box. Yes.
And that's the only way I get involved in this whole scenario.
I bet they don't tip either, those people. You drive them all the way from wherever. You get no tip.
No.
You get stiffed.
Yeah, probably.
Set that
man,
enough.
That was Starkey level.
I know.
Joke.
No, I could. I could drive. I could drive the thing. There's no way I'm helping. I'm not opening that box for any
no.
under any circumstances.
Can't do it.
I'm
Sorry.
Not helping in that process. My assistants is done at the door.
I will drive just about any kind of cargo. I will, you name it, load it into the back of the truck. As long as it's legal for me to be driving it, I'll drive it. In another life, I could have been a truck driver. I could have handled it. But as soon as you ask me to start touching dead bodies, I'm out.
I agree with you. I agree with you. Yeah, not happening.
And I don't care, like, you know, I don't know if that's one of those things, funeral directors or whatever, forensic pathologists. You know, somebody just texted in, touch a body once, it's weird. After that, it's all the same.
No, you don't.
I know some people will argue that they do and that they have over the years. I don't know if I could ever get used to that.
Nope, never. You've got to have a...
I'm sure you get numb to it.
This guy, I'm sure you do. A closet weirdo.
What?
What do you mean?
Because I'm not totally, like, all out on being so freaked out by the sight of a dead body.
So you think you'd get used to it over time, and it would just become like,
if that was your job,
my job.
Yeah.
Wait, what if somebody got burned, like acid burn?
Okay, you're talking about extreme cases.
No, but it's going to happen, man.
Right? Not everybody's
going to happen in the job.
Not everybody is 98-year-old Mary Margaret O'Toole that went to church every day and just died peacefully.
I understand that.
Like, bad things happen, unfortunately.
And if it does, call Shenderovich, and Fishman. But anyhow, what if it's a bad, decapitated person?
No, there's no adjusting to that. Once you've seen it,
All right. Now, Coach Ed, who's our man in Daytona Beach, who's one of the authors of one of the greatest phone calls in this station's history. He's originally from Northside. He's a Northsider. He's the man from Daytona Beach. He works the hospital. He's up every day. He's driving to his job as a nurse at the hospital. He says, and he's an unbelievable golfer, by the way, Coach. He's on this, like, Florida mini tour, by the way. Anyway, given his background, he's telling us they leave the hospital in a double thick white plastic bag you can't see through. But again, the embalming process has to happen.
The smell is... Yes. That would get me.
Okay, that would get
me. That would definitely get me.
Great text here. I barely like driving around with live bodies in my trunk, let alone dead ones. Here. I like that text from someone. How about Matt exposing himself on this Monday morning for being just a total weirdo?
Yeah, I'm a weirdo.
There he is. There he is.
No problem carting around dead people.
This is an incredible discussion, all because somebody stole a
van with bodies in it.
Three of them. Why would they keep all three in the same van? And wouldn't they have moved them somewhere else?
Apparently not.
I guess. I don't know. Oh, man. Maybe one was playing goalie for the Penguins. But because it's...
Would have been better than Jory.
I mean, a Jory out there. Like a cadaver.
Jory looked dead yesterday.
Stoop, go wake him up. Anyway, I think he got pronounced by Cyril Weck. Anyway, so we'll get into that coming up. It's that kind of Monday.
You gotta laugh.
It's going to be that kind of week.
If you don't laugh, you're going to get unreasonably mad.
I agree with you. I absolutely agree with you. The 5 in the first hour, we do that. Neil Walker at 9 o'clock. We're going to have a wonderful time. Good morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.